Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about real estate partnerships.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about partnering up for real estate purchases and business partners. What we've talked about in the previous program is, how do I get started? A lot of times, I think parents want to help kids get started as adults into the investment world. And you've got to take a look at that relationship and see if it will package well into an LLC or a partnership.
Well, first of all, partnerships in real estate are really all over the place. How about husband, wife? How about partner and partner? And at that particular point, it's gone into just naturally and normally. It's where you get two unrelated parties. There's parties that are unrelated enough that they really have decided to match their financial capacity, their property management skill capacity, and they're willing to take the risk of joint ownership on a piece of property.
Bob, I have a question. You see partnerships a lot more frequently than I do. What I'm interested in knowing is there a time when you should just be the lender instead of the partner as a principal in the transaction? For example, that parent-child, adult-child relationship. Maybe it's better not to go full partnership, or is it usually better to go into the partnership with your name on it?
It depends on how you feel. If you want to have a vote on everything that happens, then you're probably going to go into some form of joint ownership, most likely a limited liability company, but that's between you and your attorney to manage the risk issues of real estate ownership, as well as your CPA managing the tax consequence of joint ownership in real estate. But in some instances, it would be better if you don't want to have your name on the mortgage. I use the term mortgage lightly because it's technically a trust deed. If you don't want to have your name on the debt instrument, that a lender could come after you in the event that there's some type of shortfall of some sort. If you don't want to have your name there, then become the lender that would lend your son or daughter capital that they would use as a down payment to own a piece of rental property.
I think the most important thing is to do it intentionally, not to just say, let's do this thing and start the process of a purchase. Once you're wrapped up, it's unbundling that's so difficult. So you've got to play out all the scenarios and take some professional counsel, even when it's family. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.